שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור בנושא העבודה בדעת.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of work in reason and above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts, work within reason and above reason.
How else can we elaborate on this, go deeper into this matter? What each of us is in his personal development, in this world, that is called the work of the Creator. He made us like this. Good, bad, each one can think, criticize, but this is what the Creator did. Along with that, Kabbalists explain that he wants us to stop, think, look at ourselves. Maybe we want to be different, similar to the Creator, to resemble him. And then, in according to that, we have to organize in society, each and every one. Maybe he wants to make something else of himself. Obviously, this work is difficult because it's against the will of the Creator, the way he created us. And here we supposedly need to deal with this, that my sons have defeated me. And receive some kind of result that if we want to, if we convince him, if we bend him, he'll help us. If we won't convince him or force him, he won't help us. That's how it is. But he, on his behalf, he is giving us an understanding, a feeling that he is willing to help in something, not in everything. That if you want, you can remain the way you are. But on the other hand, he awakens us. So we have work, first of all, to receive our nature as if it came from him. And that's what he made. Meaning, to see this nature as something that comes complete, it was given. Creator created this. And along with that, do we decide to build something new here? Something new, what we need to build is, we're actually building everything. It obligates us to use everything we have. Everything we have in this world, corporeality, family life, work, kids, each and everything, it obligates us to great changes. It can't be that I'll only change this or do that, like people maybe think that they're very far from understanding what the wisdom of Kabbalah is and what it demands from people, from humanity. That's why it's worth seeing creation from a different angle, that what I have received right now, for now, I received it from the Creator. And if I need to change myself, I decide to change myself, I need to convince him to create something new in me. And this attitude towards me is a result of this creation of the Creator, is called da'at, reason. And the demand, the request, the raising man, the prayer, that is called above reason. Well, let's advance.
Excerpt number 33. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
What'd you read?
33, excerpt 33.
Oh, sorry. No, it's okay. How can I? This question comes from this. How can I, in everything I see in reality, see in it something that needs a correction, a change? And right away, I prepare myself and ask for the correction. All in all, I'm in the middle between seeing the flaws in creation, first of all, in me, to determine that whether the flaws are outside of me or in me, because each one who flaws does it in his own flaws, and ask for change. How can I prepare myself for a request, for a demand, a correct demand, to change reality? Please. Supposedly, what can you change here? We learn in perception of reality how it all depends on the person attaining. Meaning, if I see anything, doesn't matter what, everything except for infinity, Ein Sof, except for the perfect state without any flaws, if I see anything but that, so I already have an ability, supposedly a reason, to turn to none else besides him who created this and ask him to correct. Not the external reality as people think, but an internal reality, my perception. So how can I, for every detail I see in life, turn to the Creator and ask for a correction? I constantly want to be in the perfect reality. So, let's go. How do I aim myself towards it? How do I ask for it and remain in that?
Good. בשביל זה... מדברים ביחד.
They're discussing how to speak together. For this, we need to be in touch with a reforming light. Only through it can we receive the right perception that the corruption is only in man, not outside of him. And that's the work we do in the group, efforts to connect, to learn, to connect to Kabbalists. We begin to identify the corruptions that are in me and not outside of me.
For that I need a society, I need friends that will constantly point to see that everything is in my reality and not to try and go and correct the world, the reality that I think is outside of me. And also I need the 10 that will aim me to the correct prayer to the Creator, that He will correct our perception.
Just like Vikut, adhesion with the upper force is important to us. So I see the flaws in me, and what I need to be in Vikut is the prayer, the preparation.
We need some external force, supposedly, to bring us close to this. That actually the group and the friends, they are the means, the path to come close to it. Because if all of reality depends on the attitude, so it should change my attitude and start this motion towards it.
Just like now, where we can all somehow pray, express a prayer that will become a common prayer, and this request is not me, but for us, to keep the network of connection between us above everything. And from it we can see the reality that is good and does good without flaws, a state of love and bestowal that covers everything.
So when Rav depicted it now, so I saw like man is like in lighting, when there's a light which is the source and you can put all kinds of filters on it, and then what you'll see is like the light going through the filter. So we are the filter, that's what's in us, and then we see the picture on the outside. So whatever feels unpleasant, it because it went through my filter, not the white light. So it's all invitations, but I can't do it alone and can't feel it and can't understand it. That's why we need the friends.
We need friends so that together we create the greatness of the Creator. If we are convinced that everything revealed to us is a form of the Creator, the Creator's angels, the image He shows us, so we ask to be givers like Him and discover how opposite we are, then we'll really be able to turn to Him every moment.
As long as a person is in reception, so he's in a deceiving reality that he's demanding for change to happen outside of him. He's constantly trying to receive for himself that the conditions will change, that it'll be good. That's his nature. And in this way, the whole world is behaving. But a group of Kabbalists, the force is working, the light, they actually start changing this perception, and he can start seeing that it's all in him, that the responsibility is in his hands, that it's not one force, but it's in the group and he's working with it.
My ego doesn't let me see the right reality. It always shows me everything outside of me and pushes me to fix things. And sometimes it don't even seem like a problem to me. So In light of the words of Kabbalists, I have to annul myself in the 10 and go wholeheartedly with the friends, that they will create the diagnosis and show me how my perception is corrupted. And the more we attach ourselves to them and go about reason that the picture I'm seeing is wrong, the light will shine that will correct my perception.
Questions? Yes, Gilson.
of, can you remind us why we are all speaking together? It's very hard for me. I can't focus not on the intention, not on listening, not on speaking, nothing. I completely disconnect. And you said in the morning, you explained why it's more correct. You can repeat it so you can
try and connect to this noise that your friends are creating.
What do you mean, connect to the noise?
That you want to be in this noise.
Do I have to speak in this noise?
Also speak. Also listen.
I can't.
You will be able to. Just get in there. Go inside. I don't want any wisdom from you, that each one is smart, and he thinks, how can I add some wisdom here, express it? We don't need it. We need to be together. We need to connect. We need to raise man. That's it. I'm sure we feel something wrong, so ask for everything. Get used to it, to exist in this way, because we have no other work from above. Forces of activation come, and from us, we need to raise man. And this raising man already brings new forces of activation. It all depends on our response. Let's start responding in, like we should, in a purposeful way. And it doesn't matter about the whole wisdom, but how to connect and ask for change. Okay? Yeah, Dudi.
So what do you do when you run out of words? You start just saying blah, blah, blah. You repeat these mantras.
No, you don't repeat. I asked something. I spoke about it. He read something. So according to that, each one has to say what he thinks. You don't need to learn from one another. You need to integrate in your inner feeling. Try and do that.
Why are you speaking?
Why are you speaking? For a connection to take place between you. Don't listen to wisdom from one another. Try more and more, and then we'll talk about it. That you'll have a bit more impressions from this. Keep going.
Excerpt number 34. What is, do not add and do not take away in the work. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason, the importance of the king, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
Each one prays, please, without stopping. At least 2 minutes. Come on. Time started. Speak out loud.
Right, I'm asking the upper force to build us into a complete system that is similar to the upper system.
I'm asking for an opportunity to grasp onto him, to integrate and just disappear and continue with it.
I'm asking for my friends to be able to realize Av's words and to be rewarded with forces to overcome and be in faith above reason, bring you contentment now, every moment in life.
And their prayers that they're raising everybody at once. We want the light.
Second minute, Av said.
He will organize them all into the prayer of the many, that all our points in the heart will be connected as one.
To always ask that above everything that's revealed in this confusing reality, we'll be able to help each other to cling to the operating force and wants us to be a conduit for it.
Prayer has to be for the friends to receive forces to go above reason, to justify the Creator, the friends, everything there is.
Love. Third minute. It's written, until I wish he prayed all day, so this way continue until the end of life. Just keep going.
And if,
I'm serious, keep going.
To go above the feeling, above the corrected picture that the person sees inside, and just ask for the friends.
Right, to give us the strength, to give the friends the strength to be immersed in this endless noise. Out of this noise, we'll hear the right prayer and be together with the Creator in it, in the same motion, same direction, same spirit, constantly being as one.
That we will be the conduit towards all of reality, to the upper force and the abundance, in the upper light towards humanity. Rav, let's try and connect together during the prayer. Please.
A meeting place between us. This can't hear him. No, he's whispering, he's not speaking. Another minute, we're going to fix it because we can't hear the friend speaking. Rav, how do I put together clear sentences with a request to the Creator? Please, a few such sentences, we have to count them on our fingers. How many such sentences can I put together? Let's go. There's no sound from the focus group. בקושי שומעים עכשיו את Come in prayer to feel as one man with one heart, and may we do your will. And on top of the differences between us, we accept it as wholeness. And this is what gives us the strength to ask you more and above it, be one with you.
Guide us how to build one mutual prayer. Help us connect in one heart so we will discover the place where you reveal yourself and be one.
To make our hearts softer and connect us to a complete system. From this we'll get the power and desire to bestow upon the whole of humanity.
Let me love. To live for them. For you. Give me the force to...
How dedicated are the friends? Just to feel it. To hear it. Look at the whole world. Everyone is speaking. From the bottom of the heart, everyone is praying, everyone is thanking. Everyone are illuminating like the books. So may they be that way the whole time from the inner network. The sign of life of all the friends, above everything, so that they can continue the work and bring contentment every moment above this bizarre and imaginary corporeal reality.
All the prayers that we're raising from around the world have one common denominator, that we're all willing to do anything in order to get the forces from above to make us resemble you and all for you.
You run out of words at some point, but there is a demand to hear the hearts of the friends. We need your help to give us the power to hear and attach our hearts to one heart, so we can create one common outcry.
And give gratitude to you.
Rav, did we come to a state where I'm sure that the right prayer is in the friend's heart? In the friend's heart, and I don't have one. If I've come to this state, it's good. Well, let's continue. But in this way, we have to be most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. Yes.
Number 35 from Rabash 3, Shema Yisrael. One has room for two opposite qualities. On one hand, he is regarded as complete, which is the right chesed. Happy with his share, he can praise and thank the Creator for letting him into a place of Torah and good deeds. On the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for remaining outside of the work of the Creator, because everything was built on the basis of self-love. At that time, the person is called complete. And otherwise, he is not considered man, because if he sees his deficiencies, he will soon run from the quality of the right as well. But once he has seen his bad state, and yet reinforces himself above reason, that he has wholeness. And a sign of this is that he can thank the Creator for this. Then he is called complete. This is right and left, and the bride between them. By having the quality of male and female, he can be rewarded with the quality of bride, meaning the real kingdom of heaven.
How do we build within us this balance, this relation between right and left, where in between we discover the kingdom of heaven, the bride, right and left, and the bride in between. Go ahead. Everyone speaks.
Man doesn't have forces once he reveals the deficiencies in him, but to jump into society and start doing deeds in whatever he can. And from that, it starts working on him, that he still wants to serve the great friends, that they will succeed along with all the bad.
To pray for the friends as much as possible, to feel ourselves in a common heart, and then naturally that resistance awakens. It's the most against the ego to ask for the friends, and from this place we have to continue with all our hearts, to anoint ourselves with all our hearts, with all our might in the ten, to awaken that light, to give us the strength to rise above reason, and really continue praying for him.
We want to be in the end the complete workers of the Creator, and by that be in the right as much as we can.
Maybe it can imply a certain attitude we have to the left line and to the right line. Maybe we didn't sympathize with them. And what seems realistic, maybe is not our responsibility. So maybe we should look for our freedom and for ourselves in this bright point and aspire for it. And then we'll constantly need a correction for it.
These two opposite qualities, one is mine and the other is from the collective. And we're trying through the voices and the efforts to connect this web to shine for us where we will live. And the balance is to constantly draw, pull to that direction, the general connected correction, as much as we can, obviously in such opportunities.
These opportunities to connect right and left, to connect what we hear, that we have to do with our criticism, and to connect those two things together with wanting to be with the friends in the group, to cling to what the teacher says and draw the reforming light.
How do we connect the left, all the deficiencies, to the right, that they will both work in one direction to attain the goal? How can we connect the two lines together to attain the goal? That the left is full of deficiencies and complaints and problems that we discover, and the right is supposedly the perfection. How do we connect them?
They complement one another. Thanks to the right, we can use the left properly. And then the greatness of the Creator and the wholeness there is allows us to see the left as a lack, as a springboard for prayer and a request for correction.
Yeah. We need to constantly go to the right, above reason, to see the perfection in the friends and society. It's all one force. And specifically when the left, the criticism, the gap is revealed, so we use it. We don't fall into it, but use it to go even more to the right. So if a gap is revealed, we want to complete it. How do we do it? What's demanded of us? We demand, we need.
Why can there not be right without left? Answer, everyone. Go ahead.
Why can there be right without a left? Because that's how all of creation, the one strengthens the other. The separation emphasizes the connection. It increases the Creator.
When a person gives names to the differences and the gaps between the states, he notices that this is right, this is left.
These two lines are actually one. They aspire for unity. We have to connect them because they can't be separate. That is actually an expression of love, them being together, that we will see them as one, that we will be in front of that one that we create. That'll be the middle line. They must be together.
The right, there's concealment, it's bestowal, it's a quality we have to build through our common efforts, and that we know these efforts follow the act of the Creator who invites us to do it. How do we do it? Out of something, not out of vacuum, out of the opposite, out of corruption, out of the left. That's the default state.
And if the question is why there can be right without a left, so it's because we are only left. We are the will to receive. We only want to feel good and pleasant and convenient. And everything else wakes criticism up inside of us. If the light awakens the right in us to resemble him, to start thinking of something that isn't me, to take it outside of me, only then we see that our nature is wrong, it's opposite, it's contradicting, and then obviously it's called left.
There is no such reality of right without left. Right is intended to serve the left and the left to serve the right. Only by the connection of right and left can there be a prayer or a plea to the Creator to complement what should be. Maybe that's the middle line that's born out of the meeting between them.
So what's the correct response for the right and left to use them both in an optimum way? What is our response that will be called Adam to the right and to the left, that it comes from above, and that response will establish our Adam, our man? Please.
It is the understanding, recognition, internal maturity that there must be two opposite forces, because you don't have one without the other.
Rav, don't fall asleep. Talk out loud.
There's no wholeness without incompleteness.
Open your mouth.
And Dudi will continue.
Maybe the correct response beyond every state that a person is going through, right, left, separating, connecting, doesn't matter what. He tries to connect it all to none else besides him. It's not in his own forces, but through the ten, it obligates him to crawl to them and get the forces from them to justify every state.
When he gets it from above, and gratitude is already praying in a prayer.
The correct response is my attitude that should be identical to the right and to the left. To create the right, to relate to it like the left, to constantly mix them up, the left and the right, and constantly unite them. That'll be my own action.
The first reaction has to be that it comes no matter what. It comes from the Creator, the left, right, bad, good, bitter, sweet. Everything that comes, I use it for work. If it's oil or light, I shine. If it's oil, it's to strengthen the light. I constantly draw from one place to another. I use the thread and the needle for work.
What should be the correct response to be? Adam is always in the group with the friends. What is Ralph says, that is called to be Adam.
Don't really remember the question, but we want to be one man out of all the that you're showing us through the exercises and through the reality you depict to us. May we be able to see all the places that object within us to this place, and ask that you will give us the strength to build ourselves as one man who is serving you.
Yeah, Adam that resembles himself to the upper one, that from his lack.
Excerpt number 36 from Shamati, number 212, embrace of the right, embrace of the left. There is the embrace of the right and there is the embrace of the left, and both have to be eternal. This means that when one is in a state of right, one should think that there is no such discernment as left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such discernment as right in the world. Right means private providence, and left means guidance of reward and punishment. And although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he needs to work above reason, meaning that reason will not stop him. The most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. And although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is the above reason. And so he always sucks from his root. However, if when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time the light immediately leaves. And if he wants to extend, he must begin with above reason, as this is his whole root. And afterwards, he comes to the reason of Kedusha, holiness.
Obviously, we don't understand what he's writing about, but to our matter, what is the contradiction between in reason and above reason, according to what we can depict to ourselves? What is the contradiction that we have in reason and above reason? For now. What seems to us. Come on. Each one just speaks and speaks and speaks. And then to check, what is he saying? And after he checks, after he criticizes, after he filters it out, maybe some sentence will come out. Please.
I haven't the faintest. I'll just start talking to myself until maybe a clear sentence will come out of my words. I don't know what oppositeness there is within reason, and maybe to go above reason, that's the opposite. Continue.
Above reason, connected to society, connection and in reason, only thinks of himself.
Maybe the difference is in the perspective, point of view. If I'm looking from within me, I see only my world, my universe. There's a vast vacuum, and it's only in my reason. And if my perspective is outside of me, my point of view, then I see everything different. I see different things. I look in different directions.
And the basic contradiction in reason is there's only me, this bubble, individual, and above reason, it's already something general. There is no I. There's one system. And through this, all the other contradictions come from that.
The question is, what is the oppositeness between within reason and above reason. I don't really understand the question. What is oppositeness between right and left within reason, right and left above reason, oppositeness between within reason and above reason? I have no idea what the question is.
The contradiction that takes place in reason and above reason, that in reason is always for my own benefit, above reason is always for the Creator's benefit.
What I understand within reason and feel and need, everything that I perceive, feel in me, around me, above reason, don't really know what it is. Unknown. Maybe from within reason you can try to attain what is above reason. Seems like this is done in the group. By attempting to connect, by exerting in the group, you can get this concept called above reason as people outside. It's only clear to them what is within reason. Just like now, everyone speaks how to merge with them, how to discover what they're saying above the intellect.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it seems that the most difficult thing, what is most rejecting, is to ask for the friends. It's completely above against nature to integrate in the friends and ask for them. And for that, we need forces.
A person has to be whole and glad, and at the same time, he has to surrender and be praying and asking.
Maybe I can also relate to the friend as the place where I can plant my point of observation. If around us there's nothing but more like us.
What else can you say? Within reason is a reality that acts by the law of reception, and above reason, the law that activates the system is bestowal. And that's it.
The contradiction that is in the foundation of creation is between the will to bestow of the light and the nature of the created being that he created us as a will to receive. These two opposite things are contradicting in every moment.
Excerpt number 37. Rabash, sanctification of the month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness. Since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. Then he takes upon himself, because he believes above reason, that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. Again. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, he takes upon himself, because he believes above reason, that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
Why specifically in the lowest state must a person say that it came from the Creator? And the rest of the states, no? Please.
Why specifically in the lowest state must a person come that it say that it came from the Creator, not in the rest of the states? There, you also have to attribute the rest of the states to the Creator. And what happens now is a great example that there is no support, not in the feeling, not in the intellect, no basis on which to build the request and the prayer and the way, but there's an exercise that we want to do above reason, and that comes from the teacher, it comes from the Creator, and it sure leads us forward to more connection. And if the Creator wants us to do it in this way, then we have to be happy and accept it and do it.
Yet specifically from the most opposite point from of the Creator, that's where it all starts. The Creator lets a person feel his own nature, and from that complete oppositeness, this lowliness, this feeling, from there he asks for the perfect state that he doesn't have, but he wants it. He wants a connection with that one force.
It's true for all the states. In every state, you have to connect yourself to the Creator, attach yourself to the Ten. But maybe in the lowest state, where you have an inclination to run away from the work, to slight it, to spoil it, maybe there you can be measured how you're going really above reason and totally want to be adhered in Dvikut.
Rav, Moscow.
Rav, we have this question about excerpt number 36. Balasulam wrote that the state of right is private providence and the state of the left is guidance of reward and punishment. What does that mean?
If it's not clear, so there's nothing to speak about for now. Let's try and advance towards that. But I'm sorry, it's to start a long explanation and to, so that everybody will get confused, so it won't give us anything. You're not in a state that we can solve that question. How those two forms of providence by our work, by our attitude, connect into one. Still, it's not there. We need to make efforts more and more and more, and gradually we'll get there. More? That's it? Good. Here? What?
Can you give a definition of right and left?
It depends towards what? Right and left, as we said, the right is a bestowal, left is a reception. Keep going, yeah? In the morning we talked about a person has to go into the right, to the force of bestowal, in order to bestow as much as he can, and then he can add the left into it. Even a beginner, doesn't matter what state he's in, just afterwards he can open the left to the extent that from the left he can go back to the right. That he won't enter the left to such an extent that he'll have criticism and bury himself in there. And then he goes to the right with that left and checks as much as his right strengthens as it starts getting the form of reason. Mind, the feeling, he grows by the left, and then from the right and from the left, when he goes back to it, he already builds the middle line. We learned that, yeah.
But what does it mean that I have right? What is the right?
The right is called that the Creator is working in everything without man disturbing him in there.
But what is the right? Is it, what is this line? Is it a quality in you? What is it?
It's a force working in reality. And I accept it and work with it.
So the right line is when you have the ability to keep that force that acts in reality?
Yeah, and even if it seems to me that it's a negative force, if I ascribe it to the Creator, does it become right or left? We have to check. Yeah.
So why do I need the middle as well? It seems like the right finishes everything.
The created being has to be included from those two forces because they come from above. If you connect them correctly, you mix them correctly, that is your reality. Otherwise, you don't have a reality because you discover that the right and the left is either the creator or Pharaoh. They're both revealed from above.
So the left is everything. What does it mean that I have left?
Against the Creator.
Everything against the Creator is called left?
Yeah. Against Providence. Yeah.
So what's the middle line?
The middle line is when you're connecting them, when you're uniting them together.
In the right, are you not uniting it with the Creator?
No. In the right, you just go from the left and the right in order to strengthen the Creator's influence. It's not you yet. You don't have a reality.
But aren't you attributing the situation to the Creator? Is that not enough?
No.
Why?
Because you are included in it and you don't exist.
But if you attribute it to the Creator?
It's not enough. I'm telling you. You need to be Adam. That you stand before the Creator as a partner.
So what gives you the middle line? When you feel the state where you don't attribute and you do attribute?
The middle line gives us that we can relate to the Creator like He relates to us. He on the middle line from the top and we are from the end of the line.
In the morning you call the middle line the Creator.
Yes.
So why is the middle line the Creator and right? The right line is not the Creator.
It's only one force. You can't say on a left or the right that it's the Creator. It doesn't describe Him. It doesn't show you the wholeness. Wholeness comes from both of them.
So on the right, do you attribute to the Creator only on the leverage of knowledge, of information? What do you have in the right that you don't have in the middle?
In the middle, you have the force of left and force of the right.
That's clear, I heard this, but I'm not getting...
And then by this, instead of receiving the right force, which is the small illumination of chassadim, you see it as the light of chassadim that includes the light of Chokhmah in it.
What can you do with only the right?
Nothing. It's not creation. It's not outside of the Creator.
So what is it? So the right is only the starting point? That's where you begin?
Yes.
Shamir.
I thought you're still in Kiev.
No, I'm here. Good afternoon. My question is, I know that right and left make the Creator, but what is the connection between the right and the left? Well, we have to take a few articles from Shamati and let them direct us into, give us the right perspective, the right outlook. There are two forces in nature. One is the Creator, the power of bestowal. We're not talking about the upper force, above it, where we have no attainment whatsoever, and you can't even attribute it any right or left or anything. We're saying the positive force comes from the Creator directly. The negative force comes from the Creator in an inverse, opposite way. I have created the evil inclination. Yes, the creation is opposite from Him. So through these two forces, these two reins, the Creator runs reality. And reality is us. How does He manage us, run us? He puts us into all kinds of states through these two forces until we start understanding and wanting to be in a state that is balanced between these two forces, until we begin to understand that through these two forces we want not to feel good between them, but to achieve the higher reality, meaning to work out within reason, to be happy, thank God for now, what I have, that's all I want. But through society, through the environment, we will think in a healthier way. And that way we want to achieve a state where we are like the Creator, meaning not to think about the pleasant feeling only, but that we want to know, to understand, to cling to the upper force, to really be like it. Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God. This is called the work in the midline. What is the difference? It is when you're not attached to the bad or to the good, you rise above both. Of course, it's not within my power. And I constantly prefer Dvikut with the Creator to all the other discernments. How do I do this? In society. How else? By seeing the whole world as the society, as the ten, as the one kli of the soul. So from within, outwards, I try to establish before me this whole kli. So I have to establish my relation not only to the ten, but to the people, to the nations, to the still vegetative inanimate, and to everything. And that way, we begin to direct ourselves correctly toward the Creator. That's it. The middle line is built by the correct search and combination of forces. I can't shut myself off and say, I have nothing to do with it. If I have a perception of reality and the Creator gives me this perception, then I have to attribute all of reality to Him. That's it. There are wise guys here who say, no, we can just shut ourselves off in a corner and be Kabbalists, concealed Kabbalists. We won't do anything external or anything like that, any external activities or anything like that. That's not part of us. It doesn't belong to us. A person must not say that because it really limits him in the attainment of the Creator.
So the Creator is the one who... What does it mean to be to form a united force? Because that's what I understood, that when we are united, that's where we get the middle line.
To the extent that we are united and build our kli in the ten as one, to that extent we can, inside this ten, like in a kli, see all of reality correctly through the ten, to see reality correctly. But those who are not included in this, even a little bit, cannot agree with it, understand it, and have no healthy vision, because he doesn't have a spiritual kli. He remains what is called a wise aleck, smart guy in the night, because he sees only within his own warped will to receive.
Last question, Rav. What does it mean? How can I have total acceptance of right and left? You know, right is very easy to accept. But when it comes to left, when it comes against the Creator, it's very difficult to accept it. How can I have total acceptance of whatever
it is? You have to implement it in the group. You cannot do it artificially, intellectually, by feeling it only in the group, through acting in the group. The wisdom of Kabbalah, either you do it in the ten, or you have nothing of it. So try it correctly. What's with you, Yochai? Just don't cry.
No, the contrary. Good afternoon. I wanted to give you credit. Finally, there wasn't a boring workshop that you just want to sleep.
Yeah?
It was a great idea, this whole mess. You see the friends, like Lebovich here, has tears. You see the friends investing, they're trying.
So it came out all right?
Yeah, it was great. You're the king of all worlds and tests.
Okay, what, Akoka?
About in reason and above reason. It's also left and right? Or each of them has right and left?
When you don't get to the right or to the left if you don't start relating to the right above reason. Because then you don't detect the right and left correctly. Like a third, Nehi, Chodat, Chabad, nothing.
So the lines start above reason?
Everything begins from seeing above reason.
So in above reason, all
yes.
the attitude towards the Creator and against the Creator begins.
Yes.
So that's what I can determine above reason. Once I start seeing that there's something for the Creator and against the Creator, I can determine that that's above reason.
Yes. I would say that in practice, you want to do it in a group, because then you won't mislead yourself. Through actual connection in the ten, if you start getting mixed up, it leads you into the right scrutiny.
In the connection in the group, what they just give you the ability to relate correctly, right?
No, the Creator fixes it. If you become included in the group and you get confused, or it doesn't matter what, but you want to put everything in order like a kid playing with bricks. You don't know what to do with them, but you get the knowledge gradually. There's a force that develops you if you're in this game. In any other game, you're out.
So they build your correct attitude, correct approach.
Yeah, and it's all through the light. It's not by your own intellect.
And with inner reason, are there lines or not? In reason.
Within reason, you get a reflection from above reason, and then the reason also expands, of course, because the above reason grows over the growing reason.
About this workshop where we speak together, in reason it seems very strange, a completely unclear action. Above reason, Rav said, so I guess there's something more higher than what I can understand, so I'm doing it. Is that right? That's called above reason?
Why is it above reason?
Because it's above what I think. I think that this action is weird and it's not beneficial and it's not succeeding. Something's wrong with it. But above reason, I said, Rav said it, the upper mind, somebody in attainment told me to do this, so I grabbed onto that reason. Is that called above reason?
No, no. You're not accepting my reason. You don't have a choice, so you force yourself to do it.
So what is above reason, such state?
It's different. Above reason is not just by force. So someone will come and beat you up, and he'll tell you, watch it, now I'll beat you up. So you accept what it says, and that's it. Is this above reason?
No, that's in reason, because...
What did you switch your view with mine?
I told myself there's a higher goal that I don't understand.
No, no, but you didn't rise up to my view.
So what is it called to rise up to your reason?
That's what is done by the upper light, which brings you to a state where you agree and accept my view, and it becomes yours.
How does it happen? What?
Pray. There are questions here. Well, we'll get to it. Yes.
What actually happens in this state? We say that after we go above reason, after a certain time, we go back into reason.
No, no, we don't go back to the same reason. That above reason becomes reason.
Yeah, exactly. So what causes that new state above reason that we've reached?
You fall. You fall into a bigger will to receive than before. That's where you begin. But if you want to manage yourself, you have to look for the right, how you bestow upon the group, upon the friends, the Creator, with what efforts you look, what opportunities you can use to bestow upon them. And then from the left line, from the right line, you go into the left line.
So it's not that the new state I've reached above reason becomes in reason, but I...
You get to the middle line. We still don't know. We're just talking. That middle line becomes your reason on the current degree, and then you begin the cycle again.
The middle line that becomes reason. The line, or I just fell from it.
No. Tell me, is there a difference between you and a dog? Reasonably thinking, there is. Fine. So, that's the difference.
Yeah, but I never go back to be like a dog. I remain on the degree of a man.
Correct. But the above reason that you had becomes your reason.
Exactly. So if I understood correctly, it's not that I fall, but the above reason I reach, the middle line, becomes in reason.
Yes, but not spiritual. Not spiritual.
What makes the spiritual to become unspiritual? If I've already reached there a spiritual degree, and after a certain time it isn't anymore, so what makes it become not?
You're not holding it with light of chasadim anymore, not in the middle line. It becomes only a degree from which a new left line is developing, a new ego. Guys, I don't want to speak in this way because we're losing contact with the sources. We have to take articles in this regard, serious ones, and study them again. We were in a much clearer and better situation, and now we got this burdening of the heart. And it's good as well. It's toward an ascent, as usual. So we have to take the sources and go accordingly. So it's not good for us to. I feel like there's nothing to say. And what? No. We are. What do you want?
Das.
Okay. Let's do.